way you sense the body from within, the way you sense your mind from within, is something no one else can know. This is your territory. People measuring the functions of the body from outside can tell you your heart rate, lots of other data about the body. But they can't tell you how you feel the body from within, how you feel the breath from within. That's yours. So make the most of that. Breathe in a way that feels really good from within. And you'll find that it's a lot easier to deal with difficult issues from outside as well. If you're not making the most of your breath energy right now, there's going to be a sense of dis-ease. That dis-ease will then color everything else you experience, both inside and in the world outside. So take advantage of the fact that you can adjust the breath. You can adjust your focus. Where your mind is focused right now, that's your choice. What intentions you have right now, those are your choices as well. There's a lot here that we can shape through our intentions. And as the Buddha said, this is the nature of karma. It's your intentions. So learn how to make the most of what you've got. In Thai, they call this the grass at the mouth of the gate. The image is of a gate to a pen where cattle are kept. And they open the gate and the cattle go rushing out into the meadow to eat the grass, even though there's grass right there at the edge of the gate. It's right nearby. You don't have to go very far to get it. And wherever you go, it's there with you. This is a good thing about the practice. Once you make a home with the breath inside, then wherever you go, you have your home with you. You have your foundation with you. No place is foreign because you're at home wherever you go. So, fully inhabit your territory. And John Lee's images of having a piece of land that you haven't developed properly. And you tend to go and try to plant crops in other people's land. Of course, there's going to be trouble. What you have to do is come back and weed the land you have here. Plant what you think will be a good crop. And then you can enjoy the benefits, and they're really yours. And you find that you have more than enough. You have enough to share with others. So inhabit your land. Make the most of it. It gives you lots of opportunities. So try to explore and see what those opportunities are. The Buddha explored his own territory and gained total awakening. That's a possibility too. But at the very least, make this a good place to stay. When you move around, you've got a good place to take with you. You're always at home.